J.B. Smith Funeral Homes, your locally owned friend and neighbor for more than 80 years.
The joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you need. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. Claim your sample today. 1-800-451-6580. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Instaflex is available at GNC and Walgreens, but you can only get your complimentary sample by calling 1-800-451-6580. 1-800-451-6580.
Is your furnace worn out or an energy hog?
Replace it with Classic Air Care, your rebate headquarters.
Ameren Rebate.
Up to $720.
Federal tax rebate.
Up to $500.
Liquid gas rebate.
Up to $225.
Lennox manufacturer rebate.
Up to $1,500.
For a total potential system savings of up to $2,945. Call Classic Air Care.
At 314-352-1111.
Classic Air Care. Locally owned, family owned since 1926.
On Facebook and online at CACSTL.com.
Don't let this one get away. The Let's Go Fishing Show is this Friday through Sunday at Gateway Center in Collinsville. Learn from fishing pros Scott Martin and Alton Jones at free seminars. Get deals and discounts from hundreds of vendors on fishing boats and equipment. Visit letsgoshows.com for money-saving coupons.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Keep a date with my little girl who was back in the States.
This is Jackson 5.
I was standing in the jungle, afraid and alone, trying to figure a way to get a message back home.
When they're older,
I was out of know that the wreckage of my plane had been picked up and spotted in my girl in Lover's Lane. And meanwhile, back in the States.
I tell you, this new music these days. Now, is this what they call rap?
Yeah. You know your old-time lover, having got a chance.
Let's do the outdoor segment. What do you say? And now it's time for the outdoor segment, brought to you by Pistols Plus in Osage Beach, Missouri. What a fantastic store. I'm your host. My name is Frank, and welcome to the outdoor segment. Well, it's been pretty cold outside. If you do go out, you want to be sure that you dress in warm clothes. And that concludes the outdoor segment.
Wow, that was informative.
Got to save lives. Mm-hmm. Brought to you by Pistols Plus. Actually, next week, I got a guy who's going to try out to be the outdoor segment host. His name is Stephen Reed. Let him take a couple of runs. He's a big hunter and that kind of thing. But for now, you just need to know that, you know, even though there's not much substance to it, the outdoor segment is still brought to you by Pistols Plus in Osage Beach. You Illinois folks, I've been following the news now. Here we go, first of the year, conceal carry. You'll want to see a selection of handguns like you've never seen before. Make a trip to Lake of the Ozarks, Osage Beach, Pistols Plus. They'll be real nice to you in there because you're AM and the PM. It's a terrific store. We're not going to get into this reflection into the year. Oh, what have we learned and all that stuff? But, I will say that, and I don't know the number of younger people who listen. There are some, the smart, real intelligent young people who are listening. My advice to you is the same as it would have been last year and the year before and the year before and the year before. And that is, if you're in your 20s or 30s, hang out with people in their 40s or 50s or 60s. And then when you get older, hang out with young people. I'm not kidding. If you're 23 or 25, you're not going to learn nearly as much from another 25-year-old as you are somebody 45. I always did that. I was boring and a dud because I never hung out or partied or spent time with other people my own age. I wanted to hang out with my boss. Two bosses in particular. I was in my 20s. They were in their 40s. The third guy I can think of would have been in his late 40s when I was in my early 20s. I learned a whole lot more from them than I would have spending a lot of time with somebody in their 20s. And then what happens when you get older? If you only hang around other old people, you're just going to get even older than you already are. And you're not going to know what Facebook is. And look, I'm not certainly well-versed on social media and all that, but you need to hang around some younger people so you at least have some idea when somebody says tweet, you know what they're talking about. So there's my advice.
Or you can have somebody read your text to you because you usually don't have your glasses with you or something, and you can say, hey, can you read this?
Young person can read it. Here, young person, yeah. You can read this. By the way, could they make printing any smaller on like an aspirin direction, like a bottle of something? You ever look how small the directions are? The very people who are
especially
taking that medicine can't read it.
It's getting worse.
It is getting worse.
I think in 2014, I want to go on a crusade to get bigger font.
Well, but then the bottle of aspirin would have to be the size of a gallon of milk.
Yeah.
That's the problem. They have too much legal crap they have to put in there. Side effects might include. And the type
is so small.
Oh, then
it folds out now. Have you seen that where you peel back and then it folds into like a book?
Yeah. I got a prescription of something the other day and I saw that little tab there and I thought, hey, it's like a scroll. They got so much to have to print in there. So that's my advice. The other thing, you still have the voices, the famous voices on TV. You still have access to that?
I do. It would take me a while to load them all up, but yeah.
Well, if you don't have them, you don't want to. I don't want to take a long time.
No, I got
to do that. Here's the deal: the people who are making all the money in show business make even more money than we know they make. For example, the Brad Pitts and the Jennifer Anistons and the Jennifer Garners and Matt Damon's and these people. We know of their movies, their TV shows, but they go over, especially to Asia, and they get paid a fortune for endorsing products over there. And that's interesting to me because we don't have in this country some guy from Japan that we're paying a fortune to sell jeans or something, but boy, they love the Westerners. They love Americans, and they go to our concerts, and that's good. And they pay our stars a fortune. Here's the other thing that happens that I don't get. I don't get why in the cartoons, the big release, major big studio, you know, what's Spielberg's company? I'm talking about the
DreamWorks.
Yeah. They do these cartoons, these animated things, and they use the voices of famous people. If you hadn't told people those were their voices, you wouldn't have known. It's just a character voice that I think 100,000 people could have done. So they throw money at them just so they can say when they promote it, and, you know, playing the voice of the octopus is John Goodman or whatever. And here's another thing you don't realize. A lot of the TV commercials that you watch, where you see, especially car commercials, you see the car coming around the corner, or there are other products, but it's primarily things like cars. It's the voice of a very famous person. But I'm telling you, two out of ten, I might recognize, and you might too. So my question is it really worth paying Meryl Streep $1 million to do the voice of cold cream or some product? Because it never says on the screen, voice of Meryl Streep. I think they assume you're going to know who it is. Now, Peon was able to pull up the other day, and we didn't get around to it, some examples of this. Do you have any ready?
Yes, they're loading. Yep.
All right, they're loading.
Mm.
As soon as they're loaded, we'll play them for you. While he does that, let me just say this. And I know this will fall on deaf ears, and the people who need to hear it won't hear it. But Toyota, Chevy, Ford, Chrysler, all of you, would you please stop doing these, it's our blankety blank, blank, blank sale, and there's balloons up, and they make it look like the showroom is covered up with people. Families are looking and opening hatchbacks. Dad's looking under the hood. Mom's opening the back door. And they're, look at this, look at this, look at this. I've never been in a showroom ever where there were 30 people milling around the showroom that excited,
it's like,
all at the same time ready to buy a car.
Yeah, it's like they're at Target or something, and there's a big sale.
There's a big half-price sale on 80-inch TVs or something. It's so ridiculous, and I watch them and laugh. I just and Toyota, especially, and Toyota's a fine car. They're the worst about it. They'll go, it's our something, something Toyota sale. And you have some salesperson walking up and it's a phony dialogue and dad is showing the kids the extra seat that folds out. No, nobody's been in car dealerships more than I have. Honest to goodness, I've bought a lot of cars. Never been in a dealership where at one time 30 people were in the showroom who all couldn't wait to sign the paper to get the car. So maybe back it down. Dial it back a couple of notches. Do you have these things?
I do. Yeah. Here's
all right, who's up first? Not the name of the actor. No, not the name of the actor or actress.
But the company?
What's the company?
This one is Walgreens.
All right, now you know the name of the...
Yes.
Okay, this is a famous person. Let's see. I don't know. Only Peon knows. Go ahead.
On one corner, one pharmacist started it all. Charles Walgreen had a mission to help people be happy and healthy. From inventing the first chocolate malt, to creating a non-profit pharmacy for our troops, to the first child safety caps, Walgreens has been innovating for over 100
That's
years.
I think I know who it is, but I don't think most people would.
I don't know who it is.
I can't even tell you his name, but he's that guy who was in my big fat Greek wedding. That dark-haired guy.
Yeah. John Corbett.
John Corbett.
That's it.
Now, how many people would know that?
Wow.
And did that really make the Walgreens commercial better that
no.
he's in it? Now, and again, let me go back to explaining how this works. The guy who is the executive vice president of marketing at Walgreens, his wife saw My Big Fat Greek Wedding and years ago said, oh, I'd love to meet that guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not kidding. And they find a way, he convinces the board of directors, well, let's get this guy to do it. And that way, he and his wife get to hang out with Corbett. I'm serious. I've seen it happen. All right, who's next?
This is Applebee's. I think this one's fairly easy.
Well, we'll
you
see.
You could have leftovers again.
Oh, on the side.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that
all right, now, okay, that one, I think, is identifiable.
Yes.
And maybe if Applebee's, and I hope this doesn't come off wrong, are they trying to attract more of a black market in Applebee's? Because she's obviously, everybody knows she's black, and she's real, of course, southern, I don't know. Maybe they're trying to draw, and that's fine. They go, we need to beef up our black, the black business, so let's get one of the sites. Okay, that one, okay, who's next?
Yoplait.
Ismail tweets, okay, Yoplait Blackberry is so yummy, I think I have a new favorite. Thank you. But pina colada and orange creme are kind of jealous right now. And key lime pie is just staying out of it.
I don't have a clue.
I don't either.
So good.
I have no idea. Peon, you know because you're looking at it.
Yes.
I couldn't even... No, I don't know. Who is it?
Lisa Kudrow.
Oh, my goodness.
Really?
And she's the one. I've never seen Friends.
You don't like her.
I can't stand her because she looks like something stinks all the time.
Yeah.
She looks like she's smelling her own gas that she's passed. She's walking in a cloud of her own gas all the time. Now, was it necessary to have Lisa Kudrow and how many people? It would only be women, I think. Who's next?
Nationwide Insurance.
Oh, Nationwide is on your side. Let's go.
Where do you belong? With the up all-nighters? With the first-timers? With the matriarchs and the patriarchs? With the explorers? With the triple dog darers?
Okay, you can stop right there. Dan, do you have any idea?
No.
No. And 99 out of 100 people wouldn't know who that was. Who is it?
Julie Roberts.
Really? That's
not a voice we know.
Wanda Sykes is the only voice that's very distinctive and
right.
just
exactly.
stands out.
But that could have been anybody.
Yeah.
All right, well, you know.
This is the tourism board for Michigan.
Ah, Michigan Tourism. All right.
Kid Rock.
As life starts moving faster and faster, we need to make a choice. To move faster with it, or to step off every now and then. To marvel at the wonders around us.
Nope.
To take in new sights and sounds. And to remember just how beautiful life can be.
All right, that could be 100 different people. I don't have any idea who that is.
Tim Allen.
Oh, it didn't even sound like Tim Allen.
No, it didn't.
You know who sounds like Tim Allen? Woody on the Toy Story.
Yeah.
Is that the Cowboys
name?
No,
that's, yeah, Woody.
Buzz Lightyear. Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah, Buzz Lightyear.
That voice sounds like Tim Allen. Mm-hmm. I'm with Dan. That could have been George Clooney. If you'd said, yeah, George Clooney, I'd have gone, okay. So, really, you need to spend that money. Who's next?
The GMC Sierra.
Ah, okay.
The Sierra Crew Cab doesn't just offer more horsepower, more towing, more payload, and more torque than Ram or Tundra. Sierra offers a locking rear differential, which locks when Ram and Tundra's limited slip.
It's like a
slips.
Good voice guy.
Never send a truck to do a Sierra's job.
Right, that's nice.
You may not even know
this person.
Star? More television.
He's a TV star. I have no idea. Dan?
No.
No.
Will Arnett. You probably don't even... Do you know who that is?
No.
I've heard his name.
Yeah.
What's he on?
I wonder what they paid him to do
he
something.
He was on Arrested Development. He's on the Millers now. I think it's... I don't know what you...
He got a good voice,
I'd like
though,
to know
for doing
they paid
stuff
him
like
to
that.
Do something 1,000 guys could have done.
Mm-hmm.
Who's next? What's next?
Nasonex.
What? Oh, Nasonex, the nasal...
This okay. one's going to be easy, I think.
Right.
For you, my sweet. I see you are overcome with love. Or could it be congestion and other seasonal nasal allergy symptoms? Your congestion will not keep us apart.
Oh, what's his name? Did he play the cat on Shrek?
I think so, yes.
Well, it's Antonio Banderas.
Yeah, yes. Antonio Banderas. Yeah.
And it's fine. But there are 100 Latino guys who could have done the same thing. You know what I'm saying? They could have the same accent, the same voice, no one knows the difference. Who's next?
Budweiser.
You see what I'm doing, showing you that. I could have done that for less money.
Holiday greetings from Budweiser.
That's all he said? Holiday greetings from Budweiser.
I think he's going to say something at the end.
Easy script.
From our family to yours, we wish you a very safe and happy holiday season.
Now that sounds like George
Clooney.
Yeah,
that is George Clooney.
But why? I mean, is it necessary? You know they paid him a fortune. You're not going to get George Clooney to do that.
And that could have been anybody doing that.
I agree. Well, not anybody, yeah. But well, anybody who's talented.
Yeah.
All right, who's next?
Cottonelle.
Cottonelle, bathroom dish.
Oh, yeah. Time for a little me time. Perfect pause. A little rub. Bit of a trim. Looking sexy.
I don't think you know who this is.
When you demand the very best.
Oh, yeah. It's a dog's
life. He's doing
a
voice, too.
You have to try Cottonelle Ultra Toilet Paper.
I'm the papa.
It's the...
I don't... Dan?
Oh, no. I don't know.
Zach Braff.
Who?
Yeah, exactly.
I'd love to see the...
He was on Scrubs.
I'd like to see... I know what union scale is for these things. I've done a couple. It's not a lot of money. I'd love to know how much they paid these people as opposed to someone as effective, same inflection, and they'd have saved a fortune, and we'd pay less for the product. I'm trying to save it. You know,
are they sure?
I'm thinking about the people.
They're talking about toilet paper on that one? A little rub, a little something off. I mean,
see, Dan could have done it.
Yeah.
What's the next
Duracell.
One? Duracell.
Inside that helicopter's remote control is something familiar. A battery. And if you think all batteries are the same, consider this. When an Air Life Denver helicopter takes off, it's always a matter of life and death. And when any of their critical equipment depends on a battery, Air Life trusts Duracell.
All right.
So whether you're saving someone...
I think I know who it is, but... And it's a great read. He does a really good job. But let's see if I really know. Dan, do you know?
No.
I'm going to say Jeff Bridges.
That's right.
Is that right?
Now that you say it, I hear it.
And he does a good job, mm-hmm. but I'd like to see the contract and see what they paid and how much they might have saved. He's not the only one that could have done that read. What's next?
Last one is Bank of America.
Bank of America.
Every business day, Bank of America lends nearly $3 billion. To individuals, institutions, schools, organizations, and businesses in every corner of the economy. America.
I don't have a clue.
Famous?
Stronger every day.
Somebody, Colin just yelled at my ear.
Somebody very famous?
Yes.
Movies, TV. I have no
Both.
Clue.
I don't either.
I have no clue. I couldn't tell you.
Who's Go ahead, Colin. Tell him.
I think it's Kiefer Sutherland.
That's right.
Oh, I would never know.
Really?
Colin, how do you know that? I mean,
he's had a pretty distinctive voice.
I really have no idea. It just sort of sounded like the gruffness from Jack Bauer, I guess.
Okay, you watched a lot of 24.
Yeah.
Okay. Hmm. See, people who didn't, like, I don't know. All right, wow. Well, thank you, Colin. Colin knows a lot of stuff.
He does.
He's actually very smart. He's too smart to work here. Right? No, he is. Well, there you go. A lot of people, famous voices, and you didn't know. And that's just Mercedes. Every Mercedes TV commercial that you watch, it's the voice of John Hamm. Okay? I forgot who BMW is. I think BMW is somebody famous, but John Hamm, every Mercedes commercial. And he does a fine job. But I'm telling you, in a lot of cases, this is schmoozing. This is a big executive wanting to hang out with a star. So they hire the person. So then go to dinner and be at a meeting with them. And then go tell their kids and their wife, guess who I was with today? Kiefer Sutherland. Come on, stop it, Dad. No, and you guys are going to meet him, too. He's working for our company now. And a lot of times that's
Is Orson Bean still alive?
I think Orson Bean finally died.
Oh,
look it. We got a family out here that's holding up a sign that says, we are AM and the PM.
AM and the PM, thank you very much.
Hallelujah. Too bad John Hamm couldn't have gotten together with Orson Bean and formed a...
like Orson and John?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know how few people know who Orson Bean is?
Right? I know. I don't. No, that's
PM,
the only
do you
person.
Know who that is?
Yes, I do.
Because you watch old game shows.
Yes,
that was the only person only I could think of that's last name Match started game. With Bean.
Orson and what? Orson Bean. What was his talent?
I don't know.
You know the other game show guy, Tony Randall.
Tony Randall did a lot of game shows. Yeah,
and he's—I think he's dead too. Didn't Orson Bean have a kid when he was like 83 or something?
No, that was Tony Randall.
Oh.
He's a very funny Twilight Zone episode.
With what? Orson Bean?
Orson Bean, yeah. He played Mr. Beavis. It's actually one of the...
I was going to say he played Mr. Bean.
No, Mr. Beavis. It's a famous Twilight Zone episode, yeah.
Yeah, a cruel thing to do, his parents, if he had a brother, Pinto.
Yeah.
Pinto and Sister Butter. Butter Bean. All right, we have to do a little business, and then is Hipperson going to join us?
Yeah.
I hope he's going to have the CDs and the DVDs. I'll share with you an email that I got dated December 25th. Well, I believe that's Christmas Day. That's when it came across my computer from Bill, who is a listener, and he says, Frank, here it is, Christmas Eve and 8 degrees. You guys remember how cold it was?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's 11 o'clock a.m. and Ron from Matheny just left. Now, this is Christmas Eve. He says the circulating pump on our boiler went out overnight and we woke up to a 58 degree house. I opened up frankopinion.com, got the number, and in less than an hour, Matheny had somebody there and we were up and running. He says, thanks to Ron and all the people at Matheny, we won't freeze this Christmas. And again, this came to me Christmas Day as a result of a scare they had Christmas Eve, thinking their pipes were going to freeze, and they weren't but a few hours away from that happening, too. So once again, Matheny comes through, as they always do, and as they have for 71 years. So from the people at Matheny to all of you who have called Matheny and have changed over and made Matheny your heating and cooling company, and there are a bunch of you, and you won't go back. You won't go back. Once you have them out, you will have the what reason would you ever have for calling another heating and cooling company? So happy new year to Matheny, to everybody in the Matheny family, to everybody who works there, and thank you for making me look good and for backing up everything that I've said about you all these years, and you always do. Every piece of correspondence that I get from listeners confirms what I tell people about Matheny Heating and Cooling. If you want to know more, you want to contact them, you want to make sure that system is ready for the next cold blast, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Well, people are already heading out for the evening. Here's Tim Weiland to fill you in on how traffic looks. Tim?
Certainly not putting any volume on the highways, that's for sure. Everything is running very light and smoothly on the main roads. Now, you do have that water main break on Brentwood between Marshall and Manchester near Russell, and it looks like they have cleared that accident at Lucas and Hunts. Everything else is running pretty well. And this traffic report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. When buying a thermometer, trust the doctors and nurses who use and recommend the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Your family deserves the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, available at Walmart. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Happy New Year from all of us at the Big 550 KTRS.
Happy New Year!
Here's to a healthy and happy 2014.
Are broken eyeglasses keeping you from seeing the action? Spectrum Eyeglass Repair has been the leader in eyeglass repair for over a decade. We can fix that expensive pair of sunglasses you thought were doomed to the glove box forever. Spectrum Eyeglass Repair carries the largest selection of pre-made polarized clip-on sunglasses and has the ability to make custom fitted clip-ons for almost any eyeglass frame. We have two area locations, Crestwood and St. Peter's. Check us out in the Yellow Pages under Optical Repair or on the web at SpectrumEyeglassRepair.com.
Frederick Roofing, 645-2000.
What is it that's made Frederick Roofing the number one choice for more than 80,000 St. Louis roofing customers? Is it Frederick's passion for customer satisfaction? Is it Frederick's own expert, licensed, and insured crews? Is it Frederick's ability to always provide an immaculate cleanup when the job is complete? It's all of those things and more. Frederick Roofing, the smart call to make for your commercial and or residential roof.
For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof, Frederick Roofing.
Call Frederick, 645-2000.
For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof, Frederick Roofing.
Frederick Roofing, 645-2000.
If it has anything to do with roofing, you need to call Frederick Roofing at 645-2000.
Midwest Floor has just purchased a truckload of luxury vinyl tile flooring from Armstrong to give you these great holiday savings. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president and CEO of Midwest Floor. If you ever wanted to make a fashion statement in your home, now is the time. Beautiful, American-made, luxury vinyl tile. On sale now for only $389 a square foot. It's a great alternative to ceramic tile that's comfortable on your feet, warm to your touch, and easy to take care of. That's right. You can have one of the most durable tile floors made. Armstrong's Alterna Luxury Vinyl Tile for only $389 a square foot. That's half of our regular price. And with your choice of 42 different patterns and colors and 5 different sizes, you can't go wrong. So hurry into one of our 2 stores and take advantage of this truckload offer. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
I'm Car Gal from Meyer Honda, the Metro East's only Honda dealer. Let's go to the phones and talk to Kathy in Belleville. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Car Gal.
What can we do for you?
Well, my husband Ray and I are expecting soon.
Congratulations. That's great.
Yeah, this will be our third. And with all the car seats and everything, we need to trade up for a roomier vehicle, if you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean. And I'm going to recommend 2 Hondas for you and Ray to check out at Meyer Honda.
Okay.
The new Honda Odyssey that seats 8, an excellent family vehicle. And the new Honda Pilot that also seats 8, but a little sportier. Both the Odyssey and the Pilot have tons of room for your growing family, and Meyer Honda has a wonderful selection.
Thanks. We'll head for Meyer Honda as soon as I can make another trip to the bathroom.
You go, girl.
Yeah, you too.
I mean, go, girl. Go. You meet the nicest people in a Meyer Honda.
Tis the season for incredible year-end pricing and incentives during Happy Honda Days at Meyer Honda, your gateway Honda dealer. Meyer Honda, O'Fallon, Illinois. MeyerHonda.com.
just calling to let you know what a great experience I had.
You really got us to a better place.
I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. People all over St. Louis are taking advantage of our low interest rates and great customer service. Home values are rising, and with rates still so low, the time to refinance is right now.
You know, after you told me how much money I could save every month, I thought, well, that's almost a car payment.
Don't be left behind. Call today and speak to one of our licensed mortgage consultants. Pay off those high interest rate credit cards and save hundreds, even thousands of dollars.
In St. Louis, call 314-878-9999. Find out how much money you can save. Call now, 314-878-9999.
With rates and APRs in the threes, make the call today. To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage.
Get you to a better place. NMLS 1899, Equal Housing Lender, 314-878-9999, or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
For over 40 years, Metro Lighting has made a commitment of service to their customers and is proud to be locally owned and operated. Metro Lighting offers a one-year in-home product warranty on all lighting fixtures, lamps, and ceiling fans. So if something stops working, they'll repair it or replace it. Plus, Metro Lighting guarantees their prices against any competitor, including big box stores and the internet. Get the best selection on the highest quality lighting at the best price guaranteed at Metro Lighting. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
For a fast, accurate temperature reading, nothing beats the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Here's what a real Exergen customer had to say.
This works great. My doctor's office uses the same brand and recommended this one to me. I love that I can check my baby's temperature when sleeping because he stays asleep.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is backed by over 50 published medical studies, more than any other thermometer, and is used and recommended by more medical professionals everywhere, giving you the peace of mind that you're getting the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
It's the Bigger Better event at Radio Shack with up to 60% off electronics like RC toys and no contract phones. While supplies last, products may vary by store.
Hip to be square.
So hip to be square.
We're just sitting here discussing one of those whatever happened to people, Jeff Goldblum. All of a sudden we realized, where's he been? Probably just taking it easy somewhere. Good for him.
Is his last movie Independence Day?
Don't know.
Joe would know. Come on, Joe. Jump in here.
We got a guy actually in the studio again for a change named Joe Hipperson, and he's going to tell you what's out today, because today's Tuesday. That's when they release the new CDs and the DVDs. He'll tell you what's out, what's good, what's not. He's brought to you by Oreck and the 7 locally owned and operated Oreck Home Care Centers. Wonderful stores, great people, great products to make your home a better place to live. Here's Joe Hipperson, everybody.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes, yes.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too, Frank. How are you, sir?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
All right. So I do, you know what? I'm not name dropping, but I happened to get a text message from a good friend of mine named Mr. Johnny Londoff, wishing me a happy new year.
You know him?
Well, yeah. No, we're buddies.
Wow.
And it's ironic because I got the text right after hearing that amazing conversation about things that people do and don't eat. And so I shared some with Dan, but he thinks I'm nuts for it. I've never in my entire life chewed macaroni and cheese, ever.
Now that, yeah, that's
I just swallow it whole. It's so much easier, and you can eat a whole lot more.
Well, you don't get to enjoy the taste.
Yeah, you do, because when you swallow it, it goes back on your tongue, it hits the buds, and it goes back down. I can go through
two. Is it because the texture of pasta? Is that why you won't chew it?
It's a weird thing, man, because it gets like, I'll get more stuff in between my teeth if I'm eating shells and cheese than anything else, and I can't figure that out.
I'm
trying, red boy.
I can do two boxes of Velveeta shells and cheese in like 2 minutes. It's brilliant.
You don't chew it.
No, I don't. I put it in my mouth, and I just swallow it whole, and if somebody makes, I never understand, like, or remember.
Were you the peanut butter and jelly guy, though?
I am not the peanut butter and jelly guy, but I will not eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich unless it's crunchy peanut butter. I just can't do it.
Crunchy?
It's just weird. No. It's weird.
I used to be that way. I'll take it either way now. I prefer the crunch.
Yeah. Yeah, because then you're getting more for your more, it's
now,
more
Now, let
experience.
Me say to the young children who may be listening, don't you listen to Joe here when he says to swallow and don't chew. You could choke to death.
Yeah,
that's just
no, that's
Uncle Joe. You don't want to just put a big glob of macaroni in your mouth and swallow it in a big ball.
He's right. No one should ever
should
end up in this
food.
Position. Okay, you're right. All right.
What's out today?
All right, well, it's New Release Tuesday, and it's a bit of a weak New Release Tuesday. They don't really have
release much right at the end of the year. So I've kind of got a 1-2 punch on our new release Tuesday reports. On the album front in the music area, the soundtracks to American Hustle and 47 Ronin are now in stores. I have a quote for you. We're going into the new movies now. If bees were to disappear from the globe, mankind would only have 4 years left to live. Do you know who made that quote?
No.
No.
Albert Einstein.
Wow.
Yes. That is the preface to a movie that's dropping today called More Than Honey. It stars John Hurt as a man obsessed with trying to find out why the bee population just keeps going on a decline and nobody seems to care much about it. And it's got a lot of really cool factual stuff. I did my homework. It's not just a lot of propaganda. There's a lot of fact in this movie. It's also a very long and kind of a boring
movie. So what did Einstein say again?
If bees were to disappear from the globe, mankind would only have 4 years left to live.
Is that true?
I think they have a lot to do with pollination of crops and things like that. And,
yeah, 4 years.
And I did see that movie, Bee Movie, the Seinfeld Bee Movie. It got very tragic when they got rid of bees.
Man. It did.
Yeah, so I don't know how accurate it is because, you know, you do a quote with Einstein. I mean, who's going to refute that? It's Albert Einstein.
Oh, right.
Yeah. He's not like Nostradamus.
No, that's
where
not
it's
true.
Like, yeah, I mean, Nostradamus, what, like 2% maybe can be interpreted right? Has anybody ever defrauded an Einstein quote ever?
Well, no. I'm not that familiar with his quotes.
Well, I mean, at least his theories. I have no idea. I've never traveled through time, so I've got no clue.
I know he had wild hair.
Thanks, Dan. Also out on DVD today, there's a movie called Hell Baby. It is from the creators of Reno 911. Not sure whether or not that's anybody's cup of tea. It's supposed to be a comedy. Sweetwater, very cool Western, takes place in the late 1800s. Ed Harris and Jason Isaacs. Remember Jason Isaacs?
No.
He was the bad guy in The Patriot with Mel Gibson.
Ed Harris. Ed Harris is one of those guys everybody knows, yet he's never been a big movie star.
Yeah.
You don't go Tom Cruise, George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Ed Harris.
Great
you don't go to the,
actor,
you don't go to
think,
the movie theater and see on the marquee, Ed Harris.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to see that new Ed Harris movie. Nobody says that.
No, they don't. It's same as Jeff Goldblum. You don't hear it anymore.
Or John Hurt. Yeah, you know.
No, but yet if you see John Hurt somewhere, he's going to be, you know, accolades. But really, what has John Hurt done except if an alien burst out of his chest?
Not a lot.
Really? But he's like one of those revered actors. He just keeps getting work. So, yeah, Sweetwater is the name of this Western. It's a revenge story. January Jones, who's a little attractive.
Yeah. She's more than a little attractive.
She's the main star of the film, and you've got a crazy nut religious guy with Jason Isaacs, bad guy from The Patriot, really good bad guy, and then Ed Harris shows up as a sheriff.
Who names their kid January? Really?
You ever heard of that before? No.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about month names? Like Alabama. Is that the name of a tramp, or would that be a cute girl name?
That's cute.
That's a cute girl name.
But April is a common name. June, May is a common name. But January, that's just not a...
I think if you name your girl January, she's got to be hot. You don't want an ugly January. You know what I mean?
Well, you might not want it, but she could be ugly.
Yeah.
Well, it's a risky take.
You don't know.
I know.
Yeah,
you have to be very careful when you do the naming of the kid. They could go very, very wrong. All right, so there's a story of how a certain club helped change live music forever. It's out on DVD today. The movie is called CBGB, and it features...
No, not you, Hebe. CBGB.
It features amazing recreations by actors playing extremely important bands at the time. You will see the Talking Heads, MC5, The Police, The Stooges, Iggy Pop, and the Stooges, the Dead Boys, Blondie, the Velvet Underground, the Ramones. Alan Rickman is the star of this movie, and he stars as the guy that started the CBGB Club. There are a lot of areas where fanboys can say that it's a bit inaccurate that certain artists were performing these songs on the stage there, but I bought into it. I thought it was brilliant. It's called CBGB. It's definitely worth your time or your dime.
Now, for anybody who doesn't know who Alan Rickman is, you would agree with me when I say the world was introduced, really, to Alan Rickman in the movie Die Hard.
The very first film Alan Rickman ever did.
That was his first film?
That was his first film.
Wow, was he perfect for that?
And he has set the stage in an action film of what the bad guy could and should be.
Yeah.
Best bad guy role ever. And a three-way tie, Anthony Hopkins, Silence of the Lambs, Heath Ledger, Dark Knight, Alan Rickman, Hans Gruber.
Yeah.
Three-way tie.
And he was also in Galaxy Quest. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, I kind of saw that a little bit.
And I like Galaxy Quest.
You know, people forget he went over the top, but he still won the British equivalent of an Academy Award for his performance as the Sheriff of Nottingham in Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves with Kevin Costner.
Hmm.
the absolute worst accent ever in the history of film, Kevin Costner.
The worst accent would be Nick Nolte in Lorenzo's Oil.
That's a very good point. Here's a movie that I'm not recommending. I remember Paul Harris was basically spitting on the ground when he had to talk about this film. It's starring Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
And Julianne Moore. It's called Don John. If you want to watch a movie where a guy watches pornography the entire time and you see him take care of issues with himself, Don John is the movie for you.
Are you kidding me? That's what the movie's about?
It's a guy
pleasuring himself while he's watching
porn addiction.
He has a porn addiction, and instead of
that, why would you want to watch that when you can just be that guy?
They're trying to show you the tragic side of it, but they more exploit it than anything. Well, apparently it could be quite tragic, so they're exploiting it a bit, and it's just awkward. And the characters are very trashy, but not in a good, hot, trashy way. There's a difference, you know, between kind of a trashy girl that's kind of attractive and then Courtney Love. You know, there's a difference.
You know what's really interesting? Even though it's very, very normal and very common, guys pleasuring, nobody wants to see a guy do that. Isn't that odd?
Because I don't even think women want to see
that. But even if you don't see everything...
Sometimes men take matters into their own hands.
Yes, I know that, Mike. But even if they show and you don't see from the chest down, but you can see the motion and you know what the guy's doing.
Yeah. And you can see the face.
I don't want to see that.
And it's just a little public service announcement. Tell the guys out there, if a girl ever says she wants to see that, there's something seriously wrong with the girl.
But Peon's right. If you see a woman moaning.
That's a form of art. Yeah. That's poetry in motion.
No problem.
That's what it is. Poetry in motion. WWE, the best pay-per-view fights of 2013 is available today.
Oh, hell yeah!
And you know what? I'll do it this way. And last but not least, I'll do this lightning quick, Frank. It is the end of the year. I'm not trying to get cheesy or anything, but there have been 12 months.
Jeez.
That's right, Red Boy.
12 months in this year, so 12 months, 12 releases, the best release of each month. Here we go, lightning round. January, End of Watch. These are movies you should have picked up. Right. February, Flight. Definitely should be on that. In March, the Blu-ray release of Schindler's List. That should be in your collection.
Yes.
April, we had Django Unchained.
Never saw it.
May, we had Tom Cruise, still proving he's the man, with Jack Reacher. We had June with Warm Bodies. Interesting take on the zombie flick. July, a movie nobody ever saw called Twixt, directed by Francis Ford Coppola, starring Val Kilmer and Bruce Dern. Find that and check it out.
You know, Francis Ford Coppola is a first cousin to Chevy Chase. Ford and Chevy.
I was trying to figure out Coppola.
Yeah, no, Coppola yeah, where's fit
in there.
I thought it was going to be like a Coca-Cola thing again.
Yeah.
In August, a great Robert Redford movie dropped called The Company You Keep. That was a brilliant film. In September, we had Star Trek Into Darkness. October, This Is the End. Extremely funny, very irreverent, but still worth checking out. In November, Doctor Who, the big series 1-7 gift set. And in December, I would say my big pick would be The Wolverine. Worst DVD releases of the year is a two-way tie between R.I.P.D. and A Good Day to Die Hard.
All right, now, before you say last but not least, or was that last but not least?
That was, but
Did you see the Redford movie, All Is Lost, or whatever it was called?
The Castaway type movie?
Can you believe that? I keep reading these articles up for this award, that award, best thing he's ever done. Yeah, are you kidding me?
But they did that with The Artist, and they did that with all those
horrible
movies that are bad.
It's a big risk to do a movie where there's, two lines of dialogue the entire time?
Yeah, it's the risk of boring people, which he did.
At his age, to pull off the stunt work, when you know that's him doing everything he's doing, I still applaud it, but it's not the natural. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
It's just not a great movie.
Okay, The Company You Keep, that was a great Redford movie that dropped on DVD this year.
The only thing that I liked about it was it gave women a chance to see up real close that even Robert Redford, when he got old, is like an old man. He looks like an old man with a bunch of lines and craters in his face and age spots.
And I'm happy that his face is almost kind of morphed back to the Robert Redford face, because for a while he had the Kenny Rogers going on.
Yeah, he was in between there.
So, yeah, there was a weird in-between stage where there were rubber bands behind the guy's ears pulling back. It's really sick and wrong. In fact, one last little thing that I'll get out of here. My Cousin Vinny, if you ever watched that movie, Joe Pesci was so afraid that he looked as old as he did. And if you pay attention while you're watching the film, you can actually see it. He had rubber bands fixed to the back of his ears to pull his face back in every scene of that film.
Really? Wow.
There's only one scene where the rubber bands failed and snapped, and I believe it was a scene where he runs out to shoot his gun at all the pigs or somebody. There's some weird thing where there's a steel mill whistle or something. He runs out, and you can really see his wig move forward, and you can see the rubber bands behind his ear.
All right.
But he had rubber bands behind his ears during the entire film, which is why his face looks so different than any other movie he's been in.
We'll have to watch for that.
There you go. Trivia King. Yeah, Bill Clubman can eat it. All right, that'll do it for me. I'll talk to you guys later.
Wow. See, in that's the year not 20- nice.
I know. I meant chicken soup.
Joe Hipperson, everybody.
I'll see you guys later.
New Year's Eve, and he's saying nasty things to Bill Clubman. Speaking of Bill, he will be with us during the Playhouse, the man who has never tasted chicken noodle soup. Hard to believe. And we're going to find out who it is we know that's never had a peanut butter jelly sandwich.
Yeah, there's someone
You know who it is? I think it's my wife.
It might be.
You'll have to find out during the break.
I'll call during the break. I don't think she's ever had a peanut butter jelly sandwich.
It might be.
I believe it is, now that we think about it. And I remember when she told me that, I just thought, how could that even be? Even a bite of another kid's peanut butter jelly sandwich or something. Thompson Price. Happy New Year from Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Homes. It's going to be a great new year for all the people whose kitchens and bathrooms are remodeled this year. And some of those are already in progress. I talked to Tom Price, and they got a lot of work already in progress and lined up, thanks to you folks. Thanks to those of you who know the difference between a $5,000 slap-it-together, nobody-will-know-the-difference kitchen and a real, completely remodeled kitchen. That's what Thompson Price does. Please remember how important the name Price is. Obviously, Price, literal Price, is important, but the name Price, in the name of the company you hire, that's how you know you have the one we're talking about. Now, I believe we're about a month and a half away from that home show that hits every February. I think it's February, the big home show down at the convention center. I would put big money on betting that once again, who they turn to speak to people will be Tom Price again, as it has been for years and years and years. He's the guy they go to and say, would you address the people at the home show about what they should know, the do's, the don'ts, the what you should and shouldn't know about kitchen and bath remodeling. It'll be him. It always is him. And it should be Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home that you turn to when you get ready to remodel your kitchen or bathroom. Go to their website. Everything you need is there. Location of the showroom, some examples of their work, and more. ThompsonPrice.com.
Don't let this one get away. The Let's Go Fishing Show is this Friday through Sunday at Gateway Center in Collinsville. Learn from fishing pros Scott Martin and Alton Jones at free seminars. Get deals and discounts from hundreds of vendors on fishing boats and equipment. Visit letsgoshows.com for money-saving coupons.
If you haven't yet, you gotta stop by the Blackfin American Grill at the Galleria to check out their new menu. The new items are amazing. For more, go to blackfinamericangrill.com. Eat, drink, be lively.
To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999 or visit americanequity.com.
From ABC News.